Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course find me at David Dundee on those social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. Apple iOS software has gone from version 18 point whatever to 26 because you want to mark a radical change. And I get to test early versions, and this is what I've learned so far. Radical? No. What you do get is a modern look with things like transparent icons and new sizes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this is yawn-worthy, if you ask me. I don't want to read a list of the new emojis that are available. But what they have done radically, if you will, is play catch-up with the other platforms. Radical in that it is all the features available on Android and other platforms are suddenly here and all at once. And I'm going to go through the real highlights that are there and the useful things. You can now call screen an unknown call. So instead of your phone ringing and interrupting whatever you're doing with a robocall, call screening answers for you silently and in the background, and the caller will get a brief prompt, ask who they are and why they're calling. And if they respond, you'll get a short text review of what they said, and only then will your phone ring. How about that? Then there's Hold Assist. Basically, if you're on one of those calls and they start playing the music, you can now put them on hold and your phone will ring when it's there. So that's the Hold Assist. And that's pretty brilliant. I can't wait for it. Once the real person finally joins the call, your phone rings and you don't have to listen to endless saxophone loops. Then there's live translation, which is also fantastic. So if you're writing a message to somebody who speaks a different language or receiving it in real time, it'll get translated for you. Unfortunately, not too many languages are available. You now get new visual intelligence and you can now turn screenshots into search bars. Well, Google's only had that for how many years? Then you get messages screening, which attempts to give you your inbox back. So it sorts different messages coming in and you won't get like OTPs going into a folder. It'll go to your main folder, but the bank notification will go into another folder if you wanted to do that. Maps has been extensively updated and it will kind of figure out where you're going, look at your regular routes. This is stuff that's been available in other software, and then you'll get a heads up with alternative routes if there's traffic or accidents, and it'll show you your expected commute time before you leave in the widget. Then you get voice detection for your name. Let's say you're deep in a podcast and waiting for your coffee order to be called. If it hears your name, and it will, you can train it for pronunciation and it will let you notify you know. You can use your AirPods when you go to sleep because it'll automatically pause things when you actually fall asleep. Talking about sleep, you get a custom snooze length for various alarms. So you could set your snooze to the standard 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you want. Then there's auto mix and Apple Music, and it'll act like a DJ and match the pace of the music from one song to another and do all that stuff that DJs do. You get adaptive power. It's not just low power mode or high power mode. You can set it on adaptive power. And depending on how much battery you got or when it expects you to get home, it will either allow full power use in an app or reduced or even put background apps into super low power, extending your battery life. Let's talk about the camera for a second. If you have AirPods, you'll be able to use the stem on the AirPods as a remote shutter. And if it notices that your lens is blurry, it'll actually notify you to clean it. And the phone app itself changes. They've given it a looks refresh, but it's got a new layout that makes everything a lot easier to find. I'm struggling with it in the beginning to get used to it, but it is better. It is scrollable, and your favorite contacts are pinned at the top and below that. And then if a voicemail comes in from a person who's already there, you'll get an AI-generated summary on the voice note waiting from them. And the Messages app now does polls, just like WhatsApp's done for years. The lock screen now tells you when your phone will be fully charged. You can search messages like a human, so it's contextual. So you can say, which restaurant did Fred suggest for dinner in Helsinki? So that's cool. You get screen sharing and SharePlay during a phone call, not just on FaceTime. And then suggested reminders and auto-categorize. So when you set a new reminder, it'll suggest a relevant title for it, and it'll auto-categorize it into things like groceries or work, and it'll automatically place it in the right list or assign a smart tag. And iPad OS now works a lot more like a Mac in terms of multitasking, and it finally gets a WhatsApp app natively, and this is even if you're still on iOS 18, by the way. And you also get a phone app like Android tablets have had for ages. And that's it. That's my summary of the new iOS. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @daviddondee on most social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.
FM.